Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Good day. We are a big nation, and we're getting bigger. As our girth increases, so the incidence of diabetes is also increasing rapidly. We are reminded often of the need for exercise, sound nutrition, and good preventive health care. But there are still people who will be at high risk for developing diabetes. This week's poem is an industry-sponsored study published in the journal Lancet. The authors asked whether one drug, rosiglitazone, marketed under the trade name Avandia, can delay the development of diabetes in patients who are at risk. Mark, can it?
Well, it can, but I think we have to ask, once we talk about the study, I think we have to ask, is that really an important thing to do? This was a randomized controlled trial, and they identified high-risk patients by looking for people who had a fasting blood glucose between 110 and 126 milligrams per deciliter, or who had impaired glucose tolerance, which they defined as a glucose between 140 and 200, 2 hours after a 75-gram glucose load. They also had to prove that they would take the medication at least 80% of the time during a run-in period, and this is sort of a trick that researchers do that'll make any drug look better than it actually is in the real world of non-compliant patients that we all have to deal with. Patients already diagnosed with diabetes, those with heart disease, were excluded. They had a total of 5,200 patients, and they were randomized to get either rosiglitazone, 4 milligrams a day for the first 2 months, increasing to 8 milligrams a day for the rest of the 3-year study, or placebo. And they did find that after 3 years, only about 11% of patients taking the Avandia developed diabetes, compared with 25% of the control patients. So for every 7 patients who took the drug for 3 years, one fewer progressed to diabetes. The drug was fairly well tolerated, although patients taking rosiglitazone were a little more likely to stop taking it due to adverse effects.
So that sounds pretty impressive. It sounds like the outcome they looked at was a lab test suggesting that they met the criteria for diabetes.
Since
we are talking about POEMS or patient-oriented outcomes, I can't help but ask, are there any differences in actual patient-oriented outcomes, things like death or blindness or kidney failure or heart attack?
Well, they found no difference in the likelihood of death, probably not surprising given that these blood glucose elevations were so modest. These were people who are what we've been taught recently to call pre-diabetic. They didn't even have diabetes. There was actually a trend, though, toward more cardiovascular events in the rosiglitazone group and a small but statistically significant increase in the risk of developing heart failure. In the active treatment group, 14 patients were diagnosed with heart failure, compared with 2 in the placebo group. They didn't tell us anything about other diabetic complications, blindness, vascular problems, otherwise. And again, given the short time frame, it's unlikely that these patients would have really develop them.
So it's something we want to look at long term. Tell me, Mark, are there other studies out there that have looked at this, or is this the first in a series?
Well, this is not the first. There was a similar study in the New England Journal about 4 years ago, and it compared lifestyle changes, diet, exercise, and intensive program with metformin or placebo. And they similarly found that metformin could prevent progression to diabetes, but they also found that the lifestyle changes were actually more effective than the metformin. The current study didn't compare their drug to either metformin or diet and exercise, which I think is a serious omission. And, you know, let's face it, while they call it preventing diabetes, what these studies are really doing is just lowering the bar for drug therapy of elevated blood sugar. I think the really important question that none of these studies has answered is whether this earlier treatment leads to an overall improvement in patient outcomes like death or cardiovascular disease or macrovascular complications. Is treating a patient when their sugar hits 110 better than waiting till it hits 124 or 130? Shouldn't we be really redoubling our efforts regarding diet and exercise in those patients? By giving a drug, maybe we're discouraging diet and exercise since they say, hey, I'll just take a pill instead. I think there's just a lot more questions than answers in this area for now.
Excellent. That's this week's poem. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.